14 podcast presented by Sports Interaction, your homegrown sportsbook. Bet local today with Sports Interaction. And the vibes could not be worse. The Toronto Blue Jays just lost to the rain. Lost 3 of 4 against a very, in my opinion, fraudulent Kansas City Royals team. Avery, how are we feeling, man?
I'm mad about what happened today. They were playing in a torrential downpour for 3 fucking innings. And then they go back on the field, a 3.5 hour delay. And then the umps say, oh, you know what? It's a little wet. What happened to the pool on the field in the first couple innings that they made them play through? But if the Jays were in the lead, I'd have a totally different tune. So
yeah, for sure. If they're Jays in the lead, I'd be like, oh, it's end of the game. It's fucking crazy out there.
Yeah, you do not want them to get hurt. That's what I would say if they were up 2-1 instead of down 2-1. But this series sucked. 4 out of 5 losses now. You had one of the worst plays we'd ever seen.
No beating around the bush there.
Yeah, in game 2. We had some fun happen for game 3, and same shit happened. You couldn't score runs. We will never score 6 runs again.
No. That's a fever dream. What some things that will happen before the Jays score 6 runs. I'll find love. Avery will have good vision, because we know your vision is you got to squint a little bit when you look at the camera, when you're looking when you're reading the chat.
Piss poor vision.
Piss poor vision. What's a couple other things?
Gate 14 sweaters will be out.
Gate 14 sweaters will be out, hopefully tomorrow. Yeah, there's tons of stuff that's going to happen way before we reach the point of 6 runs. It's sad. It's sad.
It's crazy because it's the same thing not every year, but the last 2 seasons. The team goes as the top 3 go, and the top 3 just aren't going at the same time.
It's bad. It's some bad stuff. I mean, you want to talk about the top 3? Let's go into it here. I'll pull it up. Our guy BK tweeted some stats from the top 3. So Toronto Blue Jays top 3. George Springer, 227 average, 669 OPS. Vladdy, 214 average, 662 OPS. Bichette, 226 average, 617 OPS from the top 3. It is getting to the point here, Avery, where I am more excited to watch the bottom half of the lineup than I am to watch the top half. I look forward to watching a Davis Schneider at bat, an Ernie Clement at bat, a Varsho at bat. Fuck, a 2-1 at bat. The top of the order, it's like, it's inexcusable how bad they are. It really is. It's inexcusable.
You hit the nail on the head there. Because we went into yesterday too, like, Jano's doing Jano stuff again, like, early on. The average isn't going to be super high, but he's going to smash baseballs around the yard. It was like, oh, that's too bad. Until George hit that home run. George had a couple hits yesterday as well. It feels hopeless up there. Like, you used to get excited for a George Springer at bat. You used to be drooling from the mouth on all fours when Vladdy got up with runners on base. Bo, same thing. It just doesn't hit the same anymore. Like, the power seems to go. Can you realistically say I want to move these guys in the order?
Where? They're going to get out anyway.
No, exactly. That's the thing. Because they're suited for their position. George maybe not suited for the leadoff spot anymore based on his on-base skills and just how the bat is. Like, there's maybe a better spot for him, but what's a, like, Vlad in the two hole, you put your, like, best hitter there. That's where they go. And you want him to be good. And I've got Toronto radio brain.
No, you don't. You have normal, I've been watching this team for 2 years, brain. And it all starts with the 27. It all starts with 2-7. A lot of discourse in the timeline about, man, Vladdy isn't bad. No. Let me read you a list of guys that had a higher weighted or higher WAR than Vladdy since September 2nd, 2022. Tyrone Taylor, Mauricio Dubon, Matt Vierling, Mike Tauchman, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Edmundo Sosa, Blake Perkins, Gio Urshela have all had higher WARs than Vladdy since September 2nd, 2022.
Who gave us that one?
Yankee World tweeted it. This is pathetic. That is pathetic. You wonder why the fans get mad at Vladdy.
Okay, so we should do, because I watched the Foolish Baseball, Adam Dunn, is he really bad at fielding? And that, like, fielding just killed his wins above replacement. So I think we, like, in Vladdy's fielding as a, what, 24, 25-year-old, how old is Vlad now? Is
he 25, I believe. Holy 2 years younger than us.
That is that's crazy too. Like, your defense shouldn't be declining at a rapid rate at 25. It shouldn't be declining at a rapid rate. So
if you're Votto and you have no ankles, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But it's like, how are we declining at the, it almost feels like a, like, can we say it's a lack of concentration? The not catching the ball at first base on the IKF play is a lack of concentration, just
going through the motions.
You missed the ball. Yeah. It doesn't mean that much to him, that play. As it should, like, you saw his face after, like, hand in the glove. He's like, oh, I did fuck up. Like, maybe we should have gone after that one a little bit more. And it was the jog after the ball. I don't want to be the pile on guy. Like, I understand enough people are there to do that.
Yeah.
But if you watch 162, there's just no way you can watch the games and just be happy with what has gone on, because you know the talent's there. And then we see Bobby Witt play, and in game one or game two, whatever it is, or even the Gausman game, he gets up, runner on first and third, and you're like, oh shit, Bobby Witt's up. You know this is gonna be a double. And it was, like, right away. So it just feels different, because we had the talk in at work. Just like, does everyone hate their superstar? At some point they must. Like, Seattle fans hate Julio for 1 month of every single season.
But okay, there's a difference. I think, and maybe we can ask other fans, when Vladdy is up to the plate, other fan bases aren't scared. They aren't like, oh fuck, here's Vladdy. I truly don't think that, Avery. You look at the guy's numbers. The guy is hitting .214 this year. He has a .1 F war. He has been completely and utter dog shit at the plate. He's swinging at pitches way out of the zone. He's fouling off pitches that are middle-middle. He's not getting in hitters counts. This guy, I don't know what it is. I know we keep hearing the too many voices in his ear, whatever. Keep making excuses for him. Has been playing out just dog shit. There's no other way around it. There really isn't. We're talking about a guy, and I people say, I know why you guys are hard on him. I don't know why you guys are so hard on him. This is a guy in 2021, in his age, what, 23, 22-year-old season, was one of the greatest hitters in baseball. He lost the MVP award to Shohei Ohtani, the man that got $600 million. He lost the MVP award to him. 22, very lackadaisical, terrible at the plate. But a decline, not as bad as he was last year. 23, he is on a rapid decline compared to what we saw. Fans get mad about Vladdy because we know how good he should be, because we know how good he can be, and we get frustrated. I don't understand why people are getting mad at fans for, why are you hard on Vladdy? Because when this guy was the greatest player on the planet, he was electric to watch and fans loved watching him. And now we get to watch fucking, like, a middle of the pack first baseman now. If you look at offensive stats, that's what we're watching now.
Yeah, basically replacement level first baseman from what he was last season. 100%. Like, the future of the Toronto Blue Jays and them being good was based on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. taking, I don't know if you could say he would take a bigger step from what he did in 21, but he hasn't. It's been steps down every single time. So, like, you count on that for the rest of your team. You get shittier draft picks because your team's good, because you have that, and you're not taking first base because you're like, oh, we have this franchise cornerstone player who's going to keep getting better and better after we saw, and it hasn't even come close to getting better. Like, it's frustrating. It is frustrating to watch. And I want him to be good. Everyone wants him to be good. And every time you set the high expectation and it's like, okay, maybe he's ready to break out, it hasn't happened.
He looked so good in the spring. I don't, like, I don't know, man. Maybe he has the Y word.
You can't really have that at the plate,
At the
can you?
plate. I don't know. Like, Avery, I'm not like, we looked at it today on Baseball Savant. These middle pitches he is missing are bananas. Like,
Yeah,
he's fouling them off oppo. He's just late.
yeah, I'd agree with that because 94, 95, it just doesn't feel, again, we can find some stats to back it up at some point, but as a watcher, my eyes say that he doesn't pull fastballs very often. And, like, that's Bo mode. Bo does that, and he's really good at it. Vladdy hits the ball super hard. We want him to elevate and hit home runs. Bo, that's not what he's there for. George, I don't know what George is there for. He's just got to get on fucking base at some point to
he
get
looked
people
good, though,
in.
game three.
100%.
I will give him that.
Yeah. I mean, George didn't have an extra base hit since the Jays scored six runs last before his extra base hit last night, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm going to just legit scratching my head as to what this team's going to do. How do you give up? Because what were the scores in this series? Give up two today. It's through
two
five.
today.
Two
Yeah,
today.
2-5. They gave up three yesterday.
Three yesterday.
Three the
Lost.
day before.
Lost.
And then let me look this up. I
well,
don't
then they
remember.
then they won. And how many
And
runs
then
did
they
they
gave
score?
up three again. They've given
How
up.
the fuck do you go 1-3 in that series? How, man? How is that possible? And it's not new. It happens all the time.
The Toronto Blue Jays, Avery, gave up 11 runs in a four-game series and lost the fucking series, dude. They
They
lost
lost.
the series.
They went 1-3, Johnny. They didn't just lose. Like,
Unbelievable.
It is. It sucks, man. It sucks so bad.
Yeah.
Watching baseball like this is not fun. Like, I wanted to take a day. It's like, I need to just try and do something with my life instead of 2.5 hours of frustration. And there's some fun players on this team. I want this team to be so fun. There's pieces in there to be fun. Barger gets called up. He's a fun player. Dave
Oh,
Schneider's a
yeah.
fun player. There is fun players on this team that they just, oh, they've just put the suck into watching baseball right now. The
It sucks
lineup.
the life out of it, man.
It really does, because you cannot appreciate good pitching when your offense sucks.
No, you can't. You can appreciate good pitching when your offense putting up 5-6 and it's like, let's not even go to the bullpen. Jays are up 6-1. Let's just throw like Henny in the ninth. You know,
Yeah.
we haven't had that. And I got in a little spat with YJ's today because he was pretty much saying, like, after 25 games, you can't say that this is like the mean or this is like what's going to be. You can't determine that this will be what the offense is.
No, baseball's, but YJ's likes to get you going too. I don't think he believes half the stuff he says, which is awesome.
No, but it just, it pissed me off because
it's kind of right. Like, baseball, what if they have the best month of all time next month in it? And then at
we've
the
been
half,
saying that for so long, Avery.
100%. Like, nothing looks better, but you need, if they break out next month, that we're not even 30 games into the season. So
I understand that, but I think it's every fan has in their right to admit that they did not get better in terms of just offense wise. Like, they didn't get better. They were relying on their big dogs to be better, who are not being better. I think there is a median at some point where Vladdy and Springer and Bo aren't all together going to be just terrible, like,
no.
at the exact same time. There's going to be some sort of mean or middle ground, I guess. But, God, dude, like, after watching last year, then watching these first 25 games where you just, by the way, broke a record for the longest drought not scoring over five runs, every fan has their right to complain and to say that this team didn't get better and this is on the front office and all that, because it's terrible to watch. It really is. It's painful to watch, because you could get away with it and go, no, I'm not saying go rebuild mode, Avery, but you could call up some of these young guys in the minors and this team could be fun to watch.
Yeah, every guy who's been called up in the last 2 years has done the same thing they've done at the minor league level,
Yes.
which is nice, which is awesome to see, right? Barger comes up here and just fucking shoots the ball all over the yard, takes a pitcher out of the game with a hard comebacker. So you could do that. What are you even going to get for these guys? Like, I don't think a rebuild's even
no,
close
I'm just saying
to
in
what.
General, that's a point that BK made. He said, like, Aribo would be sneaky fun.
There is fun players in the system as well, and like Davis playing more as well.
Ernie playing every day, you know, like stuff like that. I'm not saying the Jays should go into rebuild. I'm just saying, like, this brand of baseball right now just simply isn't working. It isn't working. You're a 500 baseball team. That's all you are. You have the best pitching staff on the planet.
So let's do the other side of this. It clearly worked last year to get them to the playoffs. And then who they really were showed in the playoffs.
Yes.
Oh, no, the offense isn't there. Like, you can beat the shittier teams with how good their pitching is, right? And then they got there and they didn't hit in the two playoff games they had. So, like, you can't really go to the front office and say it's not working because they made the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs the year before. Year before was different than last season. But, again, it worked for them. Like, the blueprint is there for them to have the opportunity to win a World Series because they made the playoffs. And just because we think it's boring doesn't mean it's not working. But again, I agree. I fucking hate watching the team sometimes.
Maybe we are just elevated because we literally have to watch every single game, just like majority of the fans do. I'm not knocking the fan. It's just like, I don't know how much longer. I'm tired of this, Grandpa. I'm tired of watching this offense. Like, it's every single at-bat, you're like, for example, today, Alejandro Kirk comes up, first and third, right? You were doing trivia. You say to me, first and third for Alejandro Kirk, two outs. I didn't even second guess to be like, did they score him? I knew they weren't going to fucking score him.
Yeah, I didn't even have the Alejandro Kirk talk. Yeah, I didn't even give you an update on that either. We just knew he wasn't going to score there. Kirk seems to get up in every big spot.
Oh, he's like Chapman.
Get out in every big spot right now.
He's like Chapman last year. How many times did Chapman come up to the plate? Bases loaded, two out.
Felt like every time, yeah.
So Alejandro Kirk, shout out Seth, our guy, for pulling this up. In high leverage situations, Avery, can you describe to the people what high leverage situations mean? I believe it's seventh inning or on, runners scoring position, right?
Oh, I didn't even know that. I just thought high leverage would be people on like second and third or
whatever it is. Important situations for Alejandro Kirk. 2023, he posted a 36 weighted runs created plus with a BABIP of 200. In high leverage, okay? So just so you guys know, the average is 100. The major league average is 100. He posted a 36 in high leverage last year. This year, in high leverage, smaller sample size, obviously, we're substantially early, only 8 plate appearances. He has a minus 53 weighted runs created plus. Let me say it again. The average is 100. Alejandro Kirk has turned into an absolute pumpkin since his Silver Slugger season. A pumpkin. Last year, he was bad. Everyone was making the excuses. Okay, Alejandro Kirk, late spring training. He's had the birth of the child, all that. This year, he had a full spring. He is playing more. But now Jano's back, thank God. Is this just who he is, Avery?
I don't know how I'm supposed to respond to that because, like, a year... We have a year and a month sample size versus a year sample size for Kirk. Kirk had hit everywhere until he came up until last season. I should take a deep dive on pitch selection and how they have pitched him differently. Because the more you get to pitchers, the more you play, you're going to have more data on you. People are going to know how to pitch you. So, like, I don't want to say they're shit and they'll always be bad because you can really, like, you can turn things around. So it is, and again, he is extremely frustrating to watch as well. People are going to say, because anytime a ball is hit to the infield that's not hit at 90 miles an hour that you think IKF can beat out, Kirk isn't even in the screen by the time the ball gets thrown to first base. It's like, oh, there he goes again. So
it's tough.
How do you fix what's going on right now?
I don't know how you fix it.
So the one thing is, like, we want the team to hit more home runs. This team is not built to hit home runs from guys in the bottom. And the best way to hit home runs, pulled fly balls. And the Jays have faced, this is by why Jays sent this today, like, three of the teams that have given up the most pulled fly balls in baseball, and the Jays are, like, bottom 10 in the league of pulling fly balls. It's just not who they are anymore. kind of hate the way this team has turned out fun wise as before. But then we get Barger called up. We were like, okay, we can get power and no defense. And then you lose the game by one run on his defensive play. It's like, yeah, do we love this that much anymore?
Here's my thing. And then this is a stat. Johnny Stats is buzzing this episode. The Toronto Blue Jays in baseball are 22nd in leaving runners on. 22nd in baseball. They average 3.64 runners left on a game. Is that good, Avery?
You're telling me it's not. Runners in scoring position this series was horrendous as well.
It was just bad. I think Seth pulled it up. 3 for their last 27.
Yeah, that was after the first three games. I have no idea what today was, too. And the only run they scored today is like an Ernie bloop hit over the second baseman.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Yeah,
I
would never want to watch what happened this week again.
No.
Never, never. Like, if you put me in prison, it's like, this is the only shit you can watch. I'm like, turn the fucking TV off.
I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
No, that
I'm serious.
That was horrid to watch.
It was bad to watch. And it was against a team that you know you're better than. That's the aggravating part. You just beat the Yankees in a series at home. You beat the hot San Diego Padres. You beat the Mariners at home. And then you lay a goose egg against the Kansas City Royals, man. And then it's not going to get easier, Avery. They face the hot, like the team that's all of a sudden figured it out now with the Dodgers, who just swept the series.
And then you get your demons right back to you. You get the Royals at home on Monday.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
Them not even getting a chance to play 9 innings today to win the game feels like they deserved it.
It was a kick in the dick. I'll say it. Today was a kick in the dick, for me at least.
I couldn't believe they were still playing baseball. The third inning. I was like, what is going on here? Full on pool in the infield. And they made them get to 5 innings, and then they just banged that. I can't believe
It sucks. It's a tough loss when you don't play the full game, but who are we kidding?
Like, they weren't going to score again. Really? Yeah, were they? They weren't going to get to 3 runs. The bullpen was taxed, but still.
6 runs. What a fever dream.
Okay. What day do you think they score 6 runs?
Not this weekend.
Okay.
Right?
No, I don't think so. I will go.
They'll score next week 6 runs somehow during the week against the Royals. They'll do it.
Yeah, Tuesday next week they score 6 runs.
Tuesday we are on 6 run watch.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I mean, you got a soft part of the schedule here. You got Royals, Nationals, Phillies, Twins coming up here. So maybe they can beat up on the shit teams, but it's just, Avery, it's tough to watch. But I want to give praise to the pitching staff, man. Kevin Gausman clearly did not have his best stuff on that Tuesday game. Wednesday.
Kevin Gausman, he was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, he was Tuesday, right?
Oh, your wire rod was Wednesday. Didn't have his best stuff, Avery.
We've said that for every Gausman start, but the first one, too, where concern level for Kevin Gausman is maybe creeping into yellow for me. Just the guy who got a ton of swinging strikes last season just couldn't get one against the Royals. Don't know what their strikeout rate is.
Avery,
but
the thing about Kevin Gausman is like, he's just such a good pitcher. Like, when he doesn't have it, he can work through it. Like, for example, Tuesday was not striking guys out, was not throwing gas. He ran it up to 97, I remember, in like the 6th inning, right, Avery?
I'm not sure.
Remember, we said 97. Whoa. It was like the 5th or 6th inning. And the guy gave up no earned runs. Like, he went 6 innings or 5 innings, no earned runs, and absolutely shoved without having his best stuff. No strikeout stuff. I think he had 1 strikeout the entire game. It was a weird, weird start, but that's what good pitchers do. They don't have their best stuff. They navigate through it. It just sucks that he lost on a dropped baseball. Let me tell you, a dropped baseball at first base.
At first base, yeah.
Yes.
That usually happens in other places. Vladdy's doing himself no favors with what's going on. I keep replaying it in my head, and it's worse every single time. We gotta catch, like, at that level of baseball, you're in the major leagues, you're held to a high standard that you gotta catch a ball.
You're a gold glove winner.
That's coming to you from on top of second base, pretty much. That's
like,
where
IKF could have ran it over.
Yeah.
That's how close he was.
Oh my God.
It just blows my mind, Avery. It really does. I mean, I can't believe we are here talking about our gold glove first baseman dropping a baseball at first from second base.
Yeah, but
It's
there was
crazy.
so again. Is it
One for
less of,
12.
is it
Same
less
guy.
of a story if they score some runners early on in that? 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. Vladdy could have helped with that too. So to this was a week where you debate if being a sports fan's worth it.
Yeah,
All the
like you
time you
wish
put
you
into
took up
it.
like pottery or something.
Or you just didn't watch sports, you know, and you took your life back. That it was the one that made you rethink things, and that these are the worst weeks.
Yeah, everyone, I want all Gate 14 listeners with girlfriends to go out of their way. Text their girlfriend. Just let them know I love you. Just say I love you. Just a random I love you text. Tweet it at us. Because they're grinding with you guys through this regular season. This is hell on earth, folks, right now. It's tough to watch. And somehow this team is still 500. Again, not to go full Wilner mode, positive side. This team is 500, and this offense is putting together some of the worst at-bats I've ever seen in my life. Positive side.
It can change. I don't have the highest hopes in the world that it's just going to turn around, but it can change, and that would be awesome if it could. I'm
What
lost.
do you think Ross Atkins' reaction was to that Vlad drop ball?
Because I said that to you too. Do you think he
Yeah.
smashed his remote off the ground,
Like,
or he was like, or you think Ross is like, oh yeah, that's totally okay for that play to happen? Of course
how many
not.
times a game do you think Ross motherfucks Vladdy? It ha like it because he's not in a box. There's no camera on him.
No, he's not. He's just at home, probably. I think he does it the same out. He has to watch every game too.
I know. The poor guy has to watch every game. But he's getting paid millions for it or whatever, hundreds of thousands for it. So I guess it's like to each its own with it. But
I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how much money you're making. You're watching the game for as long as you watch a baseball game for. You're going to get frustrated the same amount as anyone else.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
We're watching a different game if you're not frustrated. We just are.
It's a good point. Let's go on to Wednesday's matinee. Because Tuesday, there's not really much to talk about. They're terrible for the scoring
You have
position.
your days off so bad, man.
What?
You have your days off so
What do you mean?
bad. Isn't the matinee doesn't, like the day game was
I thought,
today.
I always think matinee means a night game. I always say that. That's just where I'm at. Yeah, but let's go into Wednesday's game.
Larger call up. Let's go into that.
Yeah, that's
that
what
was
I was
fun.
gonna say.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to say. Johnny Sources Nation. He's back. What a call. I got a text at about 11. What time was it, Avery? It was during Skippers, I think, right? I asked you. Right after Skippers, I said, Avery, like, should I tweet this? And you're like, I don't know. Like, how confident are you? I was like, well, it's the guy who gave me the first five. And then I asked him because he wasn't answering the text. So I was scared it was going to get broken before I did it because I had, you know, the adrenaline.
Yeah.
I was like, should I break this? He didn't answer for 5 minutes. I was like, dude, I need to know now. My tweet's about to click send. And right when I click send, the adrenaline rush hit me like crack cocaine. And next thing you know, my phone is exploding. It is going bananas because Addison Barger is indeed going to the show. I want to first off say, there was no beef really with Ben Nicholson Smith besides like the him not crediting me for the David Schneider stuff, which is fine. I guess it was early on. That was when I was 0-0 in my call up career. But Ben Nicholson took a lot of pride, had to swallow his pride, and say Johnny Source is broke at first. So I want to say thank you, BNS. That was classy. Great move out of you. Your most recently liked tweet is me saying, thank you, Ben Nicholson Smith, for crediting Johnny Sources on a hashtag. Class act move. But most importantly, thank you to my source. Salute to the source. If you're listening, you know who you are. I love you. You have put me on the map. I got like 300 followers just alone yesterday. And it's electric. Avery keeps asking me. This is what pisses me off. Avery keeps asking me and just making it worse because he knows I have bad anxiety. He says, Johnny, when do we start getting nervous here about this? And I go... Fuck, man. I guess soon. I don't fucking know.
You said 4 o'clock. If no one said anything by four, because I said it about at two. I was like, hey man, like what if he doesn't get called up? And I know whoever does it, you got a good team with you. So yes.
A good backbone.
It is very funny. Do you think? Yeah, no, I won't get into the sources. This is a conversation you and I need to have, but it'll be good. It's awesome seeing that. And like my girlfriend's people at her work are like, oh wow, like they're breaking news now, eh? I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm not doing it, but yeah, it's getting into the
you're gonna get the next one though, I will say. Cause now I'm flying too close to the sun.
No, I won't take it. I wanted to do one of them, but Doc, we gave it to Doc instead.
Oh, the Escobar.
Yeah, we gave it Eduardo Escobar to Doc.
Yeah, it's a rush, man. It's a rush. I can't complain. I can't explain, but like I wanted to make it clear to the people, I am retiring. That's it. I've flown.
And I'll
too
make
close
it
to
also
the
clear to the people, if you have seen this before, there is a good chance of unretirement. No
I
comment.
Come on.
No comment from my co-host here, but we've done this song and dance before.
Well,
and I will make you a Michael Jordan "I'm Back" letterhead for the next Johnny Source.
The Irrelevance, and you know what my source texted me again, which just made me want to run through a wall. He texted me Irrelevance next ? Like we breaking that shit next? And I was like, you son of a bitch, I'm in. I'm fucking in.
So we can go into Barger's game. What happened?
What a swing. What a swing.
Because we were in Pittsburgh at spring training, and you do the shtick where I hate prospects. You don't. You just would like to trade for good players when that happens. You don't
like
hate,
a Soto.
You don't hate prospects, man. You get excited when they come up just like everyone else. So don't let Johnny trick you. Prospects are fun when they come up and they help contribute to the major league team. And we were in Pittsburgh, and he roped one down the line for a double. I was like, how are you not all in on this guy? His swing is so sick. And Barger comes up. He hits a ball that I thought was a home run for sure. Only one other person this year had hit a home run at his exact velocity and launch angle. That was a Kerry Carpenter pulled home run. Nothing to center field, so I looked that up. But then let's do the left field talk. And I feel like I have a clear brain on this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Kevin Kiermaier was hurt. Addison Barger was called up. They know what position they have to fill, and that is left field. Addison Barger was called up to play left field. They didn't really have anyone who was next up. They wanted to get his bat in there. He was going to play left field, and he had to learn on a crash course. And we saw what happens when you have to learn on a crash course. That's what happens. You just have to deal with it. They know what they were doing. They put him in there because as soon as he makes the play, Kyle Isbell hit the triple, right?
Yeah.
So Kyle Isbell hits the ball over his head. It's a liner. Liners in the outfield are tough, especially when there's a lefty and you hit it to left field, or there's a righty. The slicing ones right at you is really hard. It's easier to put in the air. You'd rather run something down than right at you. He does the twirl, goes over his head, and then he throws it in. Then on the next play, he's 10 feet deeper. If you look at the starting position between Dalton Varsho and where Addison Barger started, Addison Barger was at 302 feet from the plate. Dalton Varsho was at 292.
Oh.
So they're like, okay, let's back up. No doubles over our head. Or sorry, if the ball's going over our head, there's a good chance it hits the wall or it's out. Try and make the plays that are in. So the next play, Michael Garcia comes up. There's a ball in that I think Varsho makes a play on. And like Barger's nowhere close because he's backed up and he catches it on the hop. So it's going to look a lot different than Dalton Varsho playing left field. But he's there for the bat. And we just got to deal with what left field is. He's athletic enough. We saw it on the like the diving or not the jumping
kind
catch.
Of misplayed that one, but
100%. He it was like the David Schneider play in left field in Pittsburgh in spring training. He bad routed himself into a sick catch.
Yeah.
And that's what you can do when you're athletic and you're good at baseball. So don't worry. Like I wasn't as freaked out as other people. Like you can't possibly play him in left. Then why the fuck is he up if he's not going to play left? They know where they're putting him there for.
Yeah, no, and the Addison Barger thing, like, And someone made a good point. They said, how long have you been saying, fuck good defense, let's just get offense? This is the fruition of it.
This is the A1 candidate for fuck defense, let's
this hit. Is the white Teoscar Hernandez from the left side. Not going to give you great defense. And folks, by the way, the guy's not good at third and second either. Okay? So he's not the best fielding third baseman and second baseman, and his numbers in the minors kind of show he's kind of positionless. Yes. So at some point,
he's positionless, and Justin Turner is also positionless, and Justin Turner happens to be the best hitter on the team, pretty much. So
yeah,
one, there's going to be a deficiency on the field right now defensively. And is it Justin Turner or is it Addison Barger? I'm going to give 20-something-year-old Addison Barger the chance instead of Justin Turner at this point in his career.
Yes. So great point.
Let's think of this clear mind, something different. It did sound horrendous when he's like, he's never played left field in his whole entire life. And here's the big leagues, and you're thrown to the fire.
Like, talking about it, Avery, from a nerves perspective, because I got some texts that he was very, very nervous before the start. The nerves on top of playing a foreign position, it can't be much. It can't be great, right? Like, it can't be great. So I feel for the kid in terms of his first ball ever hit to him in left field in his entire professional career was a side spin ball that is like you have to play the position for like 5 years to know how to track that. It's tough. It's a tough look. It sucks, but that's ball though. Like when you're the most nervous or when you're the most anxious, that's when the ball comes to you. Yeah, and it felt like that, especially when I was playing. It's like when you keep saying in your head, I don't like
don't hit it to me.
Don't come to me. Don't come to me. That's when it fucking comes to you.
Yeah. And he made every other play. It is crazy. Some of the stats I was looking up, Davis's jump in left field is one of the top in baseball, which I couldn't believe as well. So it seems like the outfield help he's going to get from Kevin Kiermaier, Dalton Varsho, the outfield coach, he's going to be okay. It's not going to be gold glove defense, but hopefully he can be a little average for us.
I hope Addison Barger launches this weekend. That would be seen.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
His swing, although he has so much going on, and when he goes through a slump, all the hitting coaches online will talk about timing and the leg kick and all that. His swing fucking rocks. It is a full-blown dinger or pull-side double swing. There is no oppo in that shit. It's all pull.
No, and he was better average, at least. He didn't have that many at-bats against lefties than righties, which is you think he'd pull off front shoulder out. When you get lefty on lefty, he can hit. He can just flat out hit. He's there to do damage. Him and David Schneider are there to do damage, and they should be a ton of fun. This is what we want. Do damage. Like, don't get the PTSD from all the other guys swinging and missing. Who cares? Just get up there, try and hit the ball hard.
Yeah, and shout out to him. By the way, his dad's hairstyle, unbelievable.
He
looks like NSYNC.
Yeah, I was going to say he looked kind of like Gordon Ramsay-esque.
He looked like NSYNC, Avery. It was bananas. Like, it's bananas. And it's just so funny seeing the parents. It always is for me because I can't even imagine how they feel.
They put them in the 500s of Kauffman, right? Or was it the 200?
No, they were up at the top in the 100s. Like, they were up, though, like the last row. The Yankees fucked the families, though, because the family section for the Yankees, for the opposing team, is in the 200 level, like at the top of it. Like, they throw you away. But I guess it's a home field advantage. But that Addison Barger, a lot of good swings, man. It sucks. He didn't get a hit because he deserved one. A couple hard hit balls.
Yeah.
The Alec Marsh off the shoulder play that he somehow made and then died and got off the field. Like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
There's so many lucky plays they had this series. So a lot of problems.
Well, that was the Wednesday game was the first time in a long time where the Blue Jays were getting the better swings and the Royals were making every play. It was like the IKF play today, too. It was like, that's what happens when good defense gets you. It is frustrating as hell.
Yeah, and I guess we can address the elephant in the room for that game. Dana Vogelbach?
Yeah. Two awesome swings to start. But they said he hadn't gotten a hit off a lefty in a year and a half, something like that. Justin Turner's the best you have against.
Not pinch-hitting Turner there was a move.
I do think they would have brought in a righty for Turner But Turner versus a righty is better than Vogelbach versus a lefty.
Yes.
So.
And I can see where Frank the Tank gets disgruntled with the Vogelbach's at bat because he's very passive.
Yeah,
he's a very passive hitter.
Yeah, he's Kevin Biggio.
Yeah.
Except with a big old body.
That at bat in the ninth was bad, Avery.
Yeah.
Wasn't great. The good morning, good afternoon, good night. Didn't swing at the last two strikes down the middle. Not ideal. Not where you want to be. But, yeah, it was just it wasn't great today. Or it wasn't great, period. I mean, let's look at the starting pitchers for this series. I mean, you had on Wednesday, Yariel Rodriguez give up how many runs? Yariel Rodriguez gave up.
Didn't he give up three?
Three earned runs and got the loss. Day before that, Kevin Gausman gave up zero earned runs and got the loss. Today, Jose Berríos gives up two earned runs and gets the loss.
Wind aided crazy home run, too.
Holy. Yeah.
That Kansas wind was what stopped me from playing college baseball. Yep. Blowing out to
Talk
left.
It up.
Yeah, you just get Talk that in up. The air, and that thing flies far.
Chalk it up, man. Blame it on the wind. That's the only way.
They still got to hit the ball in the air. Trust me. It just goes way further in the wind.
Yeah, but some crazy stuff. But overall, I grade this series.
You win versus the Dodgers. Who fucking cares what happens here?
You know what's crazy is, Avery? They will score six against Tyler Glasnow on Saturday. You fucking know it, too. You know it, Avery.
I thought it was going to happen to Reagans today. I had looked, Cole Reagans, games he had pitched, the opponent, I think he started like 20 games, and the opponent had scored six runs in the game, not even off him, like five times. I was like,
really?
This isn't going to go well.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's wild. But let's go into the weekend series. Ben Nicholson, my guy. By the way, I'm a Ben Nicholson slut now. I bust it for Ben. He tweeted the lineups for this weekend. I'm not going to fuck it up and get roasted here.
Well, I know Gavin Stone's Friday. Glasnow's
Chris
Saturday.
Bassett versus Gavin Stone, Friday. Kikuchi versus Glasnow, Saturday. Gausman versus to be announced on Sunday.
I think it's Paxton. It's supposed to be.
You think it's Paxton?
From what I saw, it was supposed to be Paxton, yeah.
Okay. Either way, though, I'm not going to keep saying this because I say it every series. They got the pitching matchups here. Gavin Stone is not that good.
No.
Gavin and neither Stone's is not. James Paxton, I think.
Tyler Glasnow's sick. Blue Jays fans know that.
Oh,
Tyler
yeah.
Glasnow is.
Oh, yeah. We have been on the wrong end of Tyler Glasnow far too many times.
Yeah. So let's think of this differently. Need to go 4-2 on the homestand.
Yeah, okay. I can back that up. Yeah. 4-2.
4-2 on the homestand would be great.
We call it successful.
Yes, 100%.
5-1, we go bananas.
Yep, 5-1 would be sick. B word, looking at that. 4-2, we're happy. So
yes,
if you lose a series to the Dodgers but get a game, can't get swept. You cannot get swept. Need a game against the Dodgers, and then we'll go from there to see what we need against the Royals in the little rematch.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it. I mean, if they split the homestand, I don't think I'd be happy, to be honest with you.
Lose the homestand. Split, it's like, okay, maybe a missed opportunity. We haven't seen how the games go, but winning the homestand would be awesome.
Can we just score six runs, please?
You know, do you think we score six runs in a win or six runs in a loss?
That would be so on brand to lose. It really would. You know it would. Sorry, guys. Listen, I know we're usually not as negative as we've been today, but it just drains it out of you. It drains it out of you watching this team the past couple of days. That's all. There's no nothing personal, but we're just talking about what we see and what we've seen so far, this series especially, and then the Sunday game as well, hasn't been much promising. We lost the game because a guy dropped a baseball at first base. And then we didn't score a run after that. We lost 3 out of the 4 games and gave up 3 runs and less in all of them. Sick. So
great.
Nothing to be great at. What's your prediction for this Dodgers series, Dave?
1-2. Dodgers are. We did the stupid thing that the Dodgers got.
Where's Ohtani gonna hit a ball off of Trevor Richards this week?
Oh, the Corona rooftop, the first one ever. He's gonna grace.
You know what? That would kind of rock.
Because he did it to Gausman last year, and that's when Chapman freaked out.
About pitching to him, right?
Yeah, I think IKF freaks out at Schneider this time, and he hits one to the Corona rooftop lounge.
Yeah, Ohtani's launching this weekend. I just want to make that clear.
What do you people are gonna boo him, cheer for him? What do you think is gonna happen?
There's gonna be some boos, but I don't know if they're warranted, to be honest with you. I mean, the guy just picked to stay in LA. I mean, look at the weather right now. Do you think he wants to be here?
Yeah, I went to LA at Christmas time. I know why he chose to stay there.
Yeah.
Some people will boo him. Nothing's really warranted. I wouldn't standing owe him, that's for sure. You chose not to be here. So I think neutral, whatever you want to do is fine. He's not a scumbag for picking LA.
No.
The reporters are the scumbags for reporting what they did, in my opinion. So Ohtani, the person's not in.
He should have been booed for John Morosi's actions.
No. He should not be booed for his actions. I wish I could boo. When Ohtani gets up to the plate, I want John Morosi in the building on the mound so we can fucking throw shit at him.
Yes.
Respectfully.
I agree with you there. But anyways.
I think 1-2 happens. The Dodgers are.
I think they win the series 2-1.
That'd be awesome.
I think they win the series 2-1, pull us back in, Abe. I really do.
It's how it's gone so far this season.
Yeah, they're going to win the series 2-1. Book it. Anyways, we'll be doing Friday beers tomorrow.
I can make that happen. Yeah.
Friday beer stream tomorrow.
And then Saturday and Sunday, we're taking off for the mental
Saturday,
health.
Sunday, I'm not streaming.
Yeah.
We've streamed every game this week. Love you guys. Hoodies and t-shirts, hopefully live tomorrow. I got all the banking info tomorrow. I got it all done on the website. Just got to call Shopify and figure out the checkout thing, why it's glitching, but should be good to go tomorrow. The sweaters and t-shirts and everything like that. We love you guys, man. Enjoy the weekend. We got some baseball at the Rogers Center again.
Sunday, I think the Dome might be open.
On Sunday?
I think there's a chance the Dome will be open.
So okay.
That could be fun. I'll be there.
Be fun.
I'll be there Sunday at the game, and you'll be Saturday maybe?
Saturday, probably, yeah.
All right.
I'll be doing Man on the Street on Saturday.
So go find Johnny.
All right. Love you guys. Gate 14 forever. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, and let's have ourselves a weekend. Let's go. Let's roll. Gate 14 forever.